Well, basically, the Eighth Amendment protects both mother and child. Eighth Amendment has one medical effect only. It prevents Irish doctors from deliberately, as an elective matter, causing the death of an unborn child. It awards to the child in the womb the right to have their life protected in Irish hospitals, Irish GP surgeries, and in Irish operating theatres. Now, the Medical Council guidelines oblige doctors to act, even if that means that a baby's life may be lost. They state that during pregnancy, rare complications can arise where a therapeutic intervention is required, which may result in there being little or no hope of the baby surviving. In these exceptional circumstances, it may be necessary to terminate the pregnancy to protect the life of the mother while making every effort to preserve the life of the baby. In other words, in plain English, that means if a doctor feels that a pregnancy poses a real threat to a woman's life, even if that threat is not immediate, they may perform a termination, usually by delivering the baby. And the other thing is that there was a report done recently on maternal mortality in Ireland, and it is very rare to have a mother die in Ireland. And this supports the fact that the Eighth Amendment doesn't, as it were, bring about an undue increase in maternal mortality. And in fact, in countries where abortion is practiced, that's in England and the UK, we have a lower mortality rate than England or the UK.